your Ali C today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome into this hour of the broadcast. We've got an exciting one lined up for you. A couple of guests scheduled, including a representative from the Macon Auction Company who'll be joining us a little later on in the broadcast. We've got a trivia question out there. It is a weekend and a holiday weekend, so perhaps... phones are a little bit extra quiet here. We'll throw it in again. Perhaps you're riding back from holiday visit with your relatives, so perhaps you don't want to talk to anybody. But if you'd like to talk to me and my producer, Matt, we would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. The trivia question is, who made the sports car in the middle 1970s known as the X19? The hint is this car company is coming back. They're coming back with an all-new small vehicle here in 2011. What car company am I talking about? Who made the X19? 800-259-9231. Well, what's been happening in the world of automobiles, in the world of motorsports? Let's find out. Let's go to the news desk. Joining us right now, it's my pleasure to welcome Jeff Bressler.
Hyundai Kia looking for big things as 2011 opens, with Hyundai Kia Automotive Group's global sales reaching 5.7 million cars in 2010. Attention is turning to whether it will overtake the Renault-Nissan alliance to become the world's fourth largest car maker. Hyundai ranked fifth in 2010, with Toyota on top, followed by GM, Volkswagen, and Renault-Nissan. The sales figure is an increase of 23% compared to last year, which is the highest growth rate in the industry. The company's sales goal this year is 6.4 million vehicles, and that's up 12% from the 2010 figure. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety recognized 66 vehicles last week with its Top Safety Pick Award for 2011 model year vehicles. That's the most ever awarded by the Virginia-based group. The number was more than double the 27 vehicles selected for 2010. Hyundai and its affiliate Kia and Volkswagen and its Audi brand received the most awards with 9, followed by 8 awards apiece by General Motors, Ford, and Toyota. Ford announced that it plans to introduce fuel-saving stop-start technology on many vehicles starting in 2012 and will show the feature this month at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. Generally, start-stop systems save fuel by turning an engine off when the vehicle is idling and quickly restarting it when the driver releases the brake or steps on the gas pedal. Ford estimates that its system could improve fuel economy by 4 to 10%, depending on driving conditions. And 2010 was the year General Motors and Nissan made good on their promise to bring mass-produced electric cars to market. But don't count on seeing one in traffic anytime soon. Sales so far have been microscopic, and they're likely to stay that way for some time because of limited supplies. GM sold between 250 and 350 Chevy Volts last month, and Nissan sales total less than 10 Leaf sedans in the past 2 weeks. Production for both is slowly ramping up. It'll be well into 2012 before both the Volt and Leaf are available nationwide. And if you're interested in buying one, you'll need to get behind the 50,000 people already on waiting lists. This has been Jeff Bressler for Auto World News.
Great job. Unbelievable. I can't imagine that number of folks in line for those electric vehicles. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Frank joining us in New Mexico. Frank, how are you, my friend?
Oh, very fine. Enjoying the show as always, Bob. Happy New Year to you and yours, especially your new wonderful little daughter.
Oh, thank you so much, Frank. I really appreciate that. Happy New Year to you and your family as well. So how are things out in New Mexico? How's the weather been lately?
Well, actually, we're in a little cold snap here, you know, like a high of 29 or something like that. It's real cold, but it's moving out, going to get back to normal around Tuesday. Hey, was the answer to that question, was that Fiat?
Yes.
ATX-19?
That's right, Fiat, which is coming back here with the Fiat 500. Fiat now, the parent owners of Chrysler and Dodge and Ram and Jeep, so you are 100% correct. What do you think about the car of the year for 2011? The Motor Trend named the Chevrolet Volt the car of the year. Automobile Magazine also named it the car of the year for 2011. Upcoming next week in Detroit, a bunch of journalists will give out the North American Car of the Year Award. What do you think of the choice of the Chevrolet Volt? It's been a little bit controversial.
Yeah, I was going to agree with you. I've heard opinions at both sides, and I don't know. I guess it's an all right car and all, trying to be economical and all that, but it wouldn't have been my pick.
Wow.
I don't know what I would have picked, but it's not my kind of car for car of the year.
No, I agree with you. I know that a lot of folks thought that perhaps the new Hyundai Sonata sedan, which is really kind of raised the bar in a lot of ways, might have been.
There you go. That would be a good one, yeah.
Yeah, and certainly if you look on the high end of things, there's, you know, lots of other cool new vehicles, the new Jag XJ, the new Audi A8 and all that. But, yeah, I think it's a rather unusual choice. Well, Frank, don't be a stranger. Please call us again, and thanks for calling us here tonight.
Well,
we so appreciate it. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. The Detroit Auto Show is coming up, and we're going to be there, and we're going to be recording all kinds of interviews that you're going to be hearing here on the broadcast in the weeks to come. Let me tell you about some of the vehicles that are going to be introduced at the show, because there's lots of excitement buzzing around the Motor City about some of these cars. And I just read, for those of you who love Camaros, and I know that there are a number of you out there who love Camaros, in addition to the big news about the Camaro convertible, which made its debut at the L.A. Auto Show, rumor has it they're going to show the Z28 at the Detroit Auto Show, and it's going to go on sale by the middle of 2011, and reportedly it's going to start at $40,000, which would be remarkable, because I had heard rumors that this vehicle was going to cost more than $50,000 or $55,000, considering it's got that same engine that is found within the CTS-V Cadillac, both the coupe and the sedan, which is basically a detuned version of the ZR1 LS9 power plant, 550-plus horsepower and torque. In the Corvette, it's over 600, 630-some-odd, but if they bring it in at that price point, they'll really be cutting into lots of folks, because if you look at the base sticker price of the new Mustang Shelby GT500, that's now tipping the scales at close to 50 grand. The convertible is over 50 grand, and the new Boss 302 is also expected to be somewhere in the low 40s starting price. So be interested to see that car. We'll throw out another trivia question just to keep the fires burning here on the broadcast. You can reach out and call us at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll make it a Volkswagen question for you. Volkswagen made a very unusual vehicle during the 1970s. It was a vehicle that was kind of like a Jeep, and kind of like a doom buggy. You can actually take the doors off the thing. It was a very unusual offering, to say the least. What was the name of that Volkswagen product that you could actually take the doors off? It was sold for a number of years and was somewhat popular. 800-259-9231. When we come back on the other side, what's going to be unveiled at Detroit? Don't go away.
Plachka's Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems, from new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports. Plachka's Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We're live right here on Auto World. Matt is behind the board. The telephone number is 800-259-9231. The question, I kind of gave away the answer when I posed the question. In case you were listening carefully, looking for the name of the Volkswagen that was sold during the 1970s, that was kind of an unusual design vehicle. It was a convertible. It had elements of the Jeep. It had elements of a dune buggy. And it had an unusual name. What was the name of this particular vehicle? From Volkswagen, 800-259-9231. I'm off to the Consumer Electronics Show and then over to Detroit for the auto show. What are going to be some of the hot vehicles unveiled in Detroit? Well, let me tell you, here are some. This is a short list. BMW is going to take the wraps off the 1 Series M Coupe. Kind of a spiritual successor to the original BMW M3, certainly a very impressive package. A first look will be had at the 2012 BMW 650i convertible, absolutely gorgeous to say the least. Also from the folks at Chrysler, a midlife update to the Chrysler 300, the 2011 Chrysler 300. Very impressive indeed. The car that we were talking about a little bit earlier, the C-Max from Ford for 2012. GMC is going to have a competitor to the Ford Raptor, kind of a heavy-duty, high-performance truck, the GMC Sierra all-terrain HD concept vehicle. Honda Civic will they'll show off a concept vehicle to folks at Honda. Hyundai will also show off a vehicle called the VELOSTER, Veloster. Jeep will have the 2011 Jeep Compass, and after we talk to Frank in Kentucky, we'll tell you about Tom in Kentucky. Frank was in New Mexico. Tom is in Kentucky, listening on 93 WKCT. Welcome to the program. How you doing there, Tom?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. I didn't know whether if you were still having the question answered for the type of Volkswagen that was made back from the 70s.
Yeah, I'm still looking for the answer on that. What was the unusual Volkswagen that was a little bit like a Jeep and a little bit like a dune buggy?
It was called the Thing.
That's right. I remember the Thing. It was just that. It was quite an unusual item. Have you ever seen one of those in person?
I've got one that I am in the process of restoring right now. It's in pretty bad shape, but it's probably about 50% completed right now.
Oh, wow. Well, how's the project been? You said it was in pretty bad shape. Has it been hard to get parts, or what's the story?
Well, quite a bit of rust. The four pans are in pretty bad shape. Just want to go ahead and cut them out. Go ahead and get some replacements for it. But other than that, though, it's been pretty much in my garage for the last 3 years now. But it's just trying to work on it whenever I have some spare time. But it'll probably come together probably about another year or so.
Well, that's good. Sounds like a great project you've been working on. Is there one particular reason why you chose to restore a VW Thing?
I've got a few VW that it's about 90% restored, but this one, it was sitting out in a field by the guy's house, and he just didn't really care about it, so he let me have it and just didn't want to see it go to waste.
Oh, that's great. So it's kind of like a barn find story, except it was out in the field. Great story. Well, thank you so much. Hang on for Matt. We're going to send you a little token of our appreciation, something from the Busted Knuckle Garage. And we very much appreciate you listening on 93 WKCT down there in Bowling Green, home of the Corvette, and a place that I've visited a number of times. Do broadcasts from the Corvette Museum. If anybody who has never been to that neck of the woods definitely should check it out. Lots of cool things to see and lots of great people. Getting back to what's going to be unveiled at the Detroit Auto Show coming up in another 10 days or so, Kia is going to have a concept vehicle. They're calling it the KV7 crossover concept, and it's got gullwing doors. It kind of looks like an oversized SUV with gullwing doors. Don't know what their intentions are with this vehicle, whether it's just a styling exercise or not. Here's a vehicle that is definitely not a styling exercise. As a matter of fact, it's already been leaked to the press, the 2012 Mercedes C-Class, kind of a mid-cycle update to this vehicle. They're going to introduce for the first time a four-cylinder turbocharged vehicle into the C-Class lineup. That will be the entry level. They're going to update the engines across the board. Hallelujah. I think they're a little underpowered. I think the C-Class is a great vehicle. Certainly the C63 AMG is an amazing ride. And speaking of that, looks like that's going to be going away, and the AMG variant of the C is going to be powered by a twin-turbo V8. So it'll probably be called the C55 AMG. That would be my guess, but I may be incorrect. I'll let you know in another week or so here on the broadcast. Mini is going to show off a concept vehicle. Mini continues to expand the brand. You know, they have their new SUV-esque vehicle out, the new Mini that is really quite unusual. And then they showed off a coupe version at the LA Auto Show. This is another coupe concept vehicle. This one's called the Paceman. A little bit different in its styling execution, and to me it looks a little bit more friendly in maybe this was the one that actually might go to production. It will be interesting to see the story on this. A little sportier, a little rakier than your regular Mini Cooper. It's called the Paceman concept vehicle. Toyota is going to show off a new variant of their very popular Prius. This one is called the MPV Prius. And what are some of the things that makes this vehicle, the MPV, different from your regular Prius? Well, this is basically going to be a larger version of the current day Prius, the third generation Prius. According to recent news reports, the car will be called the Prius V, and it will feature a larger cargo area and more room for second row passengers. So it looks like they may have had some complaints with this third generation of the Prius out there now, that perhaps it could be a little bit bigger. To me, in what I've seen on some of the internet websites, it's a little bit like the Mazda MPV or the upcoming Ford C-Max, a little bit more user-friendly. I rode in a Prius taxicab for the first time in my life in New York City, and I was asking the cab driver how he liked it, and he said, you know, he loved the fuel economy, but he didn't find it that comfortable to sit in all day. And he said that they're going to be coming out with a new version soon. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk auctions. Don't go away. You're listening to Auto World.
On the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying. But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and we're having lots of fun, and we're going to continue to have lots of fun. We're going to be talking about an upcoming auction right now. It's my pleasure to welcome from the Mecum Auction Company, John Christman, back to the airways of Auto World. John, how you doing?
Oh, actually, you're thinking John Crane, and this is Tom Christman.
I am. Yes, I got my Tom's messed up there.
I know John's been a regular on your show there, so you'll have to put up with me this weekend. But Happy New Year. How are you?
Hey, Happy New Year to you as well. Thank you very much for joining us. So you guys got a big auction coming up in Florida, not that far off. It's coming up in January. Whereabouts in Florida is it located?
It is in Kissimmee, Florida, at the Osceola Heritage Park. It is the biggest auction in January anywhere in the country. And I've been sitting here just before we went on the air. I was going through our website, and I just can't believe all the incredible cars we've got. We're looking at nearly 1,500 cars, and there is literally something for everyone, even a few boats and some race cars and everything else.
Oh, that's fantastic. I've got to hear about some of the super special cars, some of the kind of feature and star cars. Tell us about some of the special offerings going over the block down in Florida.
Well, certainly one of the big names going across is the Shelby Cobra Dragon Snake. One of the all-time record holders for drag racing, just a killer looking car, great pedigree, great history, and that's certainly one of the stars of the show. But when you talk about racing, we've got everything from Stocks and Martin to Grumpy Jenkins, and if you want to go round and round, we've got several circle track cars. We've got Childress Monte Carlo and several others. So there's plenty of racing there, plus lots more.
Absolutely, and plenty of, if you're into muscle cars, you guys have got just some incredible vehicles, from modern day vehicles from recent years to some classics from the past. I'm looking at a 1967 Chevrolet Camaro convertible, a 396 four-speed. That's going over the block. Lots of great choices in that realm as well.
Oh, that's for sure. There's some cars that have just... you know, how about a 69 Pontiac GTO convertible Ram Air 4? I mean, it just doesn't get much better than that. And then you've got some great classics. There's a 57 Cadillac Biarritz that has really caught my eye. There's a, you know, I'm a Corvette guy like you, but
absolutely,
there's a 67 Shelby 427 Cobra that is just killer. And then a little bit of everything else in between.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the other Corvettes. I was noticing you've got just about every incarnation of Corvette here all the way. There's a 2007 Corvette Coupe, and there's an 81 C3 Corvette. It seems like almost every generation of Corvette is represented here at this particular auction.
Oh, absolutely. I think we've got everything from 53 to almost modern day. We've got at least one of every pace car that Corvette has ever had. Plus just a whole range, plus some fantastic race cars. You know, we've got the 63 Delmo Johnson car, which is equal to the 63 that we sold a couple of years ago at Kissimmee for $1 million. And this car certainly has that same potential. And not only do we have a 63 race car, we have a 62 race car. And just lots and lots of other great Corvettes along the way. Twin turbos and ATC conversions and mid-years and resto mods and the high-end stuff with the vintage bodies and the late model chassis and lots of stock cars. So there are over 150 Corvettes alone going up for auction.
Oh, that's fantastic. And if you want something unusual, here's a 1930 Ford pickup that's been modified pretty extensively. Tell us about that.
You know, I'm not, you know, we've got so many. There's another pickup that really caught my eye. There's a Studebaker pickup that is absolutely stunning, and I'd never seen one before. So, yeah, from Ford pickups to Studebakers to everything else, lots of good vintage iron and all stock.
That's wonderful. This is a big auction in that it runs a number of days. Tell our listeners once again the exact dates and the location down in Kissimmee, Florida.
It's January 26th through 30th, which is a Wednesday through Sunday. For the auction days, every day starts at 10 o'clock, except on Sunday. Auction starts at 12, but from 9 to 12, we've got some great memorabilia. There's some wonderful tin toys, pedal cars, a Petrolina, a little bit of everything. And you can come out for a day or the whole week. The admission is only $15 a day, reasonable to come in. And, boy, if you just want to see a great car show rather than attend an auction, it's one of the best car shows you'd ever see.
Oh, absolutely. Tom Christman is here for Mecum Auctions, telling us all about the big Kissimmee auction coming up in January. If you have a question, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Another interesting car, not that old, but, you know, it was quite a bold move for the folks at Chrysler to make the Prowler, and I notice you guys have got one of those going over the block. I drove one of those. It was a little bit modified once around the Beverly Hills area, and you think I was driving a Lamborghini. I mean, that vehicle turns more heads than just about any vehicle I've ever driven.
You know, it still has such fantastic eye appeal and curb appeal. I don't care who you are. You can't walk by one of those and not take a second look. The styling, it just, you know, it is so unique. It's so retro, yet so current. And, yeah, the cars do drive fantastic. And Boy, if you want thumbs up, you go cruising one of those, and I guarantee you'll get it. And they're fairly reasonably priced. You can find some wonderful cars with very low miles that are still priced in the $20,000 and $30,000 range. So talk about bang for your buck. That's a car that can do it.
Absolutely. And the particular one that I'm looking at, lot W189, is a Chrysler Prowler. In the early years, they were Plymouth Prowlers, but in the latter years, when Plymouth went away, it moved over to the Chrysler brand, so uh-huh. probably even more collectible there. Here's an interesting car, very close to my heart. I love the present-day Jag XK8, and the XK8 Coupe. When I got married in 2006, I had an XK8 Coupe for my honeymoon. We did a little road trip around New England in it, and it's a gorgeous vehicle. You got a red one going over the block with 63,000 miles on it, and, boy, that's a cool car.
You know, I have to confess that even though I'm a Corvette guy, I try to, you know, come up with a different car every summer to kind of enjoy. And a few years ago, I had an XK8 convertible, and I tell you, it was an absolute blast to drive. A lot of fun, and hopefully my Corvette buddies won't be too harsh on me, but they are darn nice cars. And since you're a Corvette guy and you spent your honeymoon out in one, I don't feel too bad then.
Very good. Thank you, Tom. We got an email question. This one comes in from a gentleman by the name of JL, and JL would like to know a little bit more about that Corvette funny car that you referred to a little bit earlier, Tom. That's the 69 funny car. That's quite a unique vehicle, to say the least.
You know, we've got a whole range of cars like that, and the interesting thing, I don't know that car personally, but you know, we always seem to get a range of Corvettes that includes the stockers all the way up to the very unique ones. And in fact, while we're sitting here, I might have to do a quick search on that one, see if I can find it. But you know, some great stuff, and if it's got history and heritage like the Jenkins Vega, Dodge Martin car, there's some great stuff out there.
Definitely. When we come back, we'll talk more about cars, and we're going to talk some boats as well with Tom from Mecum Auctions. Don't go away.
Today on The Long Drive, Shelby fanatics have been waiting four decades for this, the new Shelby GT350. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you are saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
After 45 years, it's back. It's the Shelby GT350. Unlike the GT500, it rolls out of Shelby's Las Vegas facility, pumping out a minimum of 550 horsepower. Car and Driver's Stephen Cole Smith tells us more.
They tried really hard to not mimic, but at least pay homage to the original Mustang. If you go to the Shelby website and look at the rear end of the car, the little reverse lights are literally from a 67 Mustang. They're exactly the same kind that fit in there very well. And then they've got their new touches, the enormous dual exhaust that exit from the center right under the license plates.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, you are. We thank you so much for joining us each and every week at this time. When you get a chance, you can check out my website. It's autoworldradio.com. Also, the network's got a very cool website, gcnlive.com. You can listen to archives of this show and other shows, shows on demand, and subscribe to podcasts. And you can even listen in on the telephone to this radio program anytime. This week's show will be streaming for a whole nother week until next week's show. You can listen to it either online or on the telephone, or you can download the app and listen via your mobile device. Tom Chrisman is with us, our buddy from Mecum Auctions. He's telling us all about the big auction coming up in Kissimmee, Florida in January. And Tom, once again, what are the dates on the event?
The dates are the 26th through the 30th, something around 1,500 cars, and cars, boats, a little bit of everything, and some great memorabilia, too. So something for everyone, and just like that vintage race car that the previous emailer had sent information or asked about.
Excellent. Did you have a chance to do a little research on that particular vehicle?
I did. You know, we've got a great search feature at our website, Mecum.com, and this is really a cool car. About once every couple of years, we get one of these. It's a vintage late 60s, early 70s funny car, and looking at it, it is just really killer, period correct. I mean, everything about it, you can see, they say it was in storage for 40 years, and you can see the classic Hemi, the classic Hillborn, the front suspension the way it was done back then, and even down to the Hallebrand wheels that are showing a lot of age. It looks like a really, really neat car, and if you've got a unique collection of 60s and 70s race cars, boy, this would be a nice addition.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I've got to ask you, since I'm not a boat guy, I don't know a whole lot about boats, but I noticed that you're selling one that's particularly special. It's the Last Riva. Tell us about this particular boat. It's number 774.
A really, really neat piece. Riva actually still builds boats, but that was the last all wooden hull that Riva did. And that boat was actually built back in the 90s. It was shipped to Italy, and the owner used it in Italy, and it's only got about 20 hours on it. And the boat is absolutely incredible. We've got some photos on it, and if you go to our website, there's even a video on it. The boat hadn't been in the water since its inaugural use back in the 90s and went back in the water just for these videos. And it is so rare and so unique. We sold one similar to it last year, not as rare, and it went for about $700,000. We're expecting this boat could bring $1 million. And then we've got some others that are more reasonable. We've got an Evinrude boat. I only thought they built motors, but we've got an Evinrude boat. We've got some great Chris Craft and Hacker Craft and everything from the 20s to current, or I say the current into the 50s and 60s, and some really, really neat stuff. In fact, we've started a whole division that is starting to handle these great-looking boats. And I'll tell you, being a car guy, you start looking at these and the workmanship and the craftsmanship on them, and you can't help but start falling in love with them. And I'm not so sure I shouldn't have a boat in my garage in addition to a Corvette.
Absolutely. For those NASCAR fans, and there are plenty of them, and especially in that neck of the woods of the South, this vehicle, it's lot F211. It's one of the star cars. It's a 2002 Chevy Monte Carlo NASCAR Richard Childress number 29 Shell Pennzoil car, and it's going over the block, I believe, at no reserve, so that's going to be a dream for somebody.
Well, yeah, and the unique thing about that is a car that's got some great history, great heritage, and it's just a really, really neat piece. And we've got several NASCAR cars crossing the block. And what's fun about these is that they don't sell for incredibly high amounts of money. And you can buy a lot of car for the money. This one has been donated and actually will be the proceeds will help a nonprofit group up in Michigan. But we've got some others that aren't like that. And like I said, several NASCAR vehicles that have some great history that will be part of the auction.
When I was at the SEMA show this past November, I was talking with Mike Yeager, who owns the Mid-American Motorworks, the Corvette accessories firm out of Effingham, Illinois, and he and I were talking about kind of bargains in the Corvette world, and it was Mike Yeager's opinion that the C4s, there are some great values in C4s. What do you think, Tom?
Oh, very much so. You can buy, the amazing thing is the LT5 powered ZR1 Corvettes from 90 to 95 are some of the just most bulletproof cars you can buy. Awesome engines, incredible performance, and you can buy a darn nice one in the $25,000 to $30,000 range. There are many other C4s that can be bought in the low to mid-teens range with virtually no miles. You know, you can get into the 96 Grand Sports. There's some pace cars.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole range there and some really, really neat stuff. And I would say undervalued given how much car you get for the money.
Absolutely. I can't wait till years from now when one of the new Corvettes, the current generation 2009, 2010, 2011 ZR1s go over the block. Boy, what an amazing vehicle that is, and I'm sure probably one of these days you guys will be offering one of those.
It will be interesting. We've actually brought a couple to auction recently, and they haven't quite hit the collector market yet. They're still new, and from that standpoint, people haven't really jumped on them a lot. But it's only a matter of time that we'll see a lot of those. And I'm just doing a quick search on our website, and we have almost 20 or so 84 to 96 C4 Corvettes.
Wow.
So there's something for everyone from ZR1s to a ZR1 40th anniversary, of course, Indy Pace cars, kind of a whole range. So there's some really fun stuff out there. And again, reasonably priced if you want to get into kind of current muscle at a reasonable dollar amount.
Absolutely. How about even more recent vehicles, C5s and C6s? Do you have some of those going over the block as well, Tom?
Always have some of those. normally you'll see them as pace cars, low-mile cars, but I remember looking through a little earlier today, and there was a 2007 pace car, had some custom wheels on it, nice black interior, had the Z51 suspension, and will probably be very reasonably priced. So it's a good place to, you know, shop for a whole range of cars, and that would be a wonderful daily driver for somebody.
Absolutely. Got another email question. This one is from Al, listening on KXEL in Iowa. He wants to know a little bit more about the Shelby Cobra Dragon Snake. Tell us a little bit more, Tom.
You know, it's that was a car that just really set the tone for drag racing. I'd have to read through the literature, but it has so many records that it held. And the really neat thing about it is that it's not a monster big block. It's a small block with Hillborn injection. And it just set the tone back then to, really set the drag racing world on its ear. And that car clearly did it.
You guys, of course, have got the great television series on the HD Theater Network. Tell our listeners a little bit about that series and how well it's being received, because I know it's being received so well.
Oh, it's been fantastic. It's HD Theater, Muscle Cars and More, and you can see us broadcasting live at every one of the auctions. We'll have, I think, some 20 or more hours of live broadcast. I know we'll be broadcasting live Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and virtually almost all day Saturday from 2 to 8 p.m. Those are all Eastern time. So if you've got the HD package, you can log in and watch live. And I know every Saturday night when we're not live, you can watch at least 2 to 3 hours of Mecum reruns. And you can also just go to our website, and they can tell you what else to watch us live.
And the website is Mecum.com. Tom Chrisman from Mecum Auctions, my fellow Corvette fan, thank you so much for your time here today.
My pleasure, Brock. Great talking with you.
That's going to do it for this hour. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, more straight ahead on Bob Lund.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.